Right now, it's time for some exciting audio from Media Day.
All right, there was a lot of tension at Media Day. First of all, you're battling with other reporters to interview some of these athletes. One of the athletes I went up to was a guy named Max Starks, a Steeler. And I hit upon the idea as I'm interviewing him that I'm going to start overlapping with him, and we're going to get to the Mike Tomlin tension here in just a moment because that was the most tense moment. But this was tense, too, because another reporter standing right next to me, and he's trying to ask questions while I'm trying to ask questions. And you'll hear him in the middle of the interview start asking that stuff, and I just interrupt him. And he was really put off by the fact that no matter how Max Starks answered, I would overlap the answer. So, and you're going to hear tomorrow at this very time the funniest interview I think we've ever done, and it involved a lot of overlaughter. But this was the genesis of the overlaugher idea, and you'll hear another reporter and me battling for the attention of this player.
Well, you get a mic check, name and number?
Max Starks, number 78.
All right, Max, are you guys pretty geared up for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, the opportunity that you go this long is really special because you get to perform on the world's largest stage and, you know, go for the most elite trophy that there is in sports.
That's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, it doesn't get much bigger than that. Is there anything bigger than this in football?
For football, no. I mean, this is the ultimate team goal. You know, from Pop Warner, you know, as a kid doing like bear crawls on a muddy field, you know, you're taking your game jersey home and washing it yourself. And it's really like that culmination where you get to say you're actually getting to live a childhood dream out.
Right,
and
right.
You get to see it through in completion.
Doug over the last year?
Doug's done a phenomenal job. I mean, he actually came back here in 2008.
Seamless transition in the championship game.
Now, how tall are you? You're about 6'12", aren't you?
Close to a 6'8".
Yeah, 6'8". That's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you have a very high-pitched voice. You seem like you would talk like Jabba the Hutt, but you don't.
Yeah, you know, my voice is a little hoarse right now. I've been screaming for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah? What have you been screaming about?
Well, I mean, we played the Ravens in the divisional playoff game, which was a phenomenal game to play in. I mean,
that counts as
that's when I first lost it. And then, of course, you have the AFC Championship game against the Jets. And then, of course, it's a week of enjoying that you had the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, and now being here, you know, my voice will probably come back by next season. I'll lose it again.
Well, thanks. This is exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Definitely. A reason to lose your voice for.
I know it. Thanks.
That is my new favorite character that you do.
Oh, well, you wait till you hear tomorrow's 8:40 bit.
I can't wait.
Because Giorgio was there with me. We both interviewed a guy, and I was overlapping so hard. And then he started overlapping.
That is so funny. Yeah. And it's so uncomfortable.
And I was trying to get through this thing with Arnaz battle that you'll hear tomorrow. And I went through the emotions of actually not only getting ticked at Gordo, but then Arnaz battle, too, because they were both laughing so hard. Yeah.
Well, he was laughing for real, though.
I know. And you, and that's why I was mainly directing my anger at you. But then I got caught up in it, and I couldn't help but start laughing because you guys were laughing so hard.
And all the reporters were looking over at us going, what the hell is so funny over there? All right, so now Mike Tomlin was up on a little bitty stage they have there because he was, of course, going to be inundated with questions from reporters. And I went over there, and there was an opening right on the side. Giorgio says, hey, look, there's your nemesis, Mike Tomlin, and you can get in right there on the side.
Now, this is the day after, too, or I guess this is the day of the reports came out in the morning news about the Steelers being at the strip club.
Right. So I go up there, and I have no agenda. I have nothing really to ask him. But as soon as I walk up there, I stick my recorder up there, and he's just finishing up an answer. So I think I'm just going to jump in immediately with my question, which I didn't know what my question was until I heard it come out of my mouth. Well, it turns out I ended up asking him about going out. And it kind of went in the direction of the controversy that his players were involved in, going to a strip club. Well, he did not take kindly to that.
And keep in mind, he has no time for nonsense. He's a no-nonsense guy.
So what you're going to hear is me asking an uncomfortable question, which I didn't intend to be so uncomfortable. Then you'll hear the media laugh as if this is a real tension breaker. And then they realize, no, it's not a tension breaker. It's a tension maker. So here's my exclusive interview with Mike Tomlin on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
the demeanor that we want in terms of winning. And that's the way we approach it. But that could be established not only in the run but also in the pass.
Coach, do you plan on going out any while you're here in Dallas?
No. I mean, going out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll leave the hotel. I'll get a sandwich or something.
But you wouldn't be going to the clubs or anything like that?
Hey, Michael, a lot of coaches want to come into a new place.
Oh, now, you have to you had to see the visual here. Because he looked at me, glared at me after I asked that, and then turned back towards the center, looking at the rest of the reporters.
Mm. And he did have a smile on his face, and he was saying, "Oh yeah, I might get a sandwich.
Yeah, maybe get a sandwich or some chips, or something like that. Something small, something that I can eat with my mouth."
And then he just absolutely went stone faced and turned away from Gordo.
Oh my God!
I thought he was going to charge you.
So glad I wasn't there.
I thought he was going to become. Join the long list of people who have charged the great Gordo.
I could have beat his ass. Because that stupid leather jacket would have fallen right off his shoulders and hemmed up his arms.
Yeah, he had no time for you. That was very tense.
I know, he didn't.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
All right, tomorrow at 8:40, you have to listen for the Arnaz Battle interview, in which so much overlapping is occurring. George and I walked away from it, and our bellies were hurting.
I was crying.
Because we were giggling so hard. That's tomorrow at 8:40.
Probably oversold it, but don't miss it. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, we talk Super Bowl 45 with the great Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider from the NFL Network and NFL.com.
The Ticket.
Wireless companies like to compare themselves to AT&T. They're saying that they're 10 times faster than before. Some say they're the fastest network, but the simple fact remains AT&T has the nation's fastest mobile broadband network.
So if you're using the phone for surfing the web, downloading music, getting GPS directions, or watching videos, they all work better on the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. And right now, you can get ready for the big game at AT&T and get free.